How do you feel about it?
Yeah, all of it, and looking forward to it. Then you know you're back coaching in the best league in the world. There's all the excitement and nervousness that comes with the first game, and away we go.
Seems like everybody's been up so long today with the time change. Does that add to the pressures of this first game?
Oh, the pressures, it's a dynamic that we have to deal with, and it happens quite frequently for us. So we do things to try to combat it. We try to address, you know, getting off the plane, what we do when we get off the plane, and we got out in the ice a little earlier today, but it was just a matter of energy. Try to take a little bit out of it in the morning skate in your first game, because you don't want them too jittery at the start, but you know what? There'll be lots of energy and no excuses. We'll be ready to go.
What makes opening day special?
I would think even maybe more so for the players, but from the coach's point of view, you spent all summer thinking about it, putting training camp together, and it is. It's like opening up a present that you had to work hard to put together. You know, you want to see it come together and truly get tested. So it's the test. It's, I don't know if juice is the right word. It's the energy in the room. It's the energy because now there's a cost to everything and a benefit to everything. So the games are real now.
Systems in place in real games?
Yeah, we changed a couple, one clearly, and then the other two we just kind of built on. So it's not all brand new for them, and they're really designed for speed and for us to be aggressive with it. But the answer is yes. I am interested in seeing how quick we move things, what our offensive tactics looks like. I have an expectation of our defensive game to be good. And you're always looking to make it better, but I'm not looking at that as a new thing.
Any advice before he plays his first
game? I've got a canned speech for the new guys, and that's to enjoy every single piece of it, because you can win 10 Stanley Cups, you can do a lot of great things, but you only ever get one of these. Your first game in the National Hockey League, and talk about the anticipation, and these young men and coaches do, I guess, dream of it from the time they're 5 years old or whenever they start playing. He's playing in the National Hockey League tonight for the first time, and it should be a great day, so I want him nervous, soaking it in, taking it all in.
About Arizona, what have you seen from, obviously, I guess, just their roster and your preparations for them?
Some new names. Actually, Justin Hodgman's a player that they've added to their roster. I had over in Russia for a year, a really skilled guy, just fantastic hands. But they're going to play the same game stylistically that they've played under Dave, and it's going to be a hard grind, and they're a big team. They got the same kind of size that we do. They don't give you a whole lot. They've got two special guys on the blue line that generate an awful lot, and they funnel a lot of pucks to their goalie because he can really handle it. So we're going to have to be real careful how we enter into the zone, and it's just going to be a physical battle and a grind. I don't expect, and just from the three games that I saw Winnipeg, Phoenix play last year, not a lot of wide open play.
You talked yesterday about how hard it would be to try and set your roster. You've made those decisions now. Yeah. The guys you put in, what jumps out for the three?
I think there's something that they can build off of, as you know, a bit of a synergy, the three of them, chemistry. So Gagliardi's very, very bright and very, very quick. Jimmy looks to me like the player I more remember from Atlanta prior to the injury. So when I came in last year, he was coming off a pretty nasty injury, and I don't think he ever really got healthy over the course of the year. Real good on face-off, smart defensive player. And Chris is that big, strong, fast guy, a little bit of the prototypical Winnipeg Jet. I think the three of them, if they focus on that quickness in their game, defensively as well, can play off each other. They've all got a lot of experience in the league, so it's a little bit more of a, you know, with a young team, a little bit more of a veteran group on our fourth line, if you'll call it. But I think they can bring that energy for us.
What do you want to see from Zach Bogosian this year? I know you're using that shutdown role.
Just that. And you know what? And all the other things, the statistical things that jump out at you first, we'll look at those last. You know, shut them down. I mean, one of the key indicators of your ability to win hockey games is your ability to shut the top two scorers down on the other hockey team. And he has that assignment along with Stewie and Troops, but he and Toby get that assignment. It means there has to be a focus on that first. So I want him to use all his physical gifts. You know, he can get up the ice, he can finish checks hard, he closes the gap hard. And then develop that sense as those kind of defensemen have to, who's on the ice, when those top guys are on the ice, and cheat to the defensive side if he needs to.